it's like, oh, here we go again. I'm already past that, but are we really past things in our relationship with the Lord? And the passage says, do not be let me read it because I'll butcher it. It says, don't become, this is out of the Message Bible, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants for you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So that's not what I heard. I just heard being transformed. Your mind needs to be transformed. And how do you do that? And I was just laying there and I'm like, that's very interesting, because there are times that my mind just rushes and does the same thing over and over. But then I felt like the Lord asked me, what does your relationship look like with me? And I was reminded that my relationship with Him is on a continuous basis of asking questions and Him showing and me partaking in what He's doing. And so I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but Scripture says that we need to transform our thinking, the way we think. That's how we transform. That's how our life changes, is by the way we think. Do we think upon the worldly things, which is just a word? Are we thinking about our will, what we want to do? Or do we think about what does it look like in relationship with Christ? And, you know, I would say in the last year and a half, I've done a lot of things wrong, but I've done a lot of things good. And some of the wrong, you know, the Lord has shared with me, things that you do wrong, He will rectify it. He will make it right. He will, you know, by me pursuing Him, He will fix my wrongs. And He's the one that calls me, you know, He's the one that called me a son and a part in His family. So so I just want to share this morning, and it's not going to take too long. Just want to share about your walk with Christ. What does it look like? What does relationship look like? In Scripture, it talks about iron sharpens iron. Do you have somebody that you are in covenant with? And I'm not talking about people that are married. I'm talking about friendships that you are in covenant with. Do you have people that you can sit around and share with them your heart, and they look at you and you're like, you know, you're not really crazy. It's really interesting. Why don't you go for it? Why don't you ask more questions? Why don't you see where the Lord is leading you? Because we need covenant. We have friendships, but we need people. God is in covenant with us, right? We understand that He has promised us things and He has spoken things to us that He will never break. And He looks at us through the eyes of the Lord Jesus, and we cannot do anything wrong, right? So His covenant towards us is, I'm there for you through thick and thin, in a nutshell. Now, those are covenant friends you want in your life. That's there for you through thick and thin. Now, I may step outside of relationship and mess up, but my covenant relationship with the one that I have relationship with is not going to judge me or damn me to hell or things like that. They're going to come alongside me and say, it's kind of messy, wasn't it? How are we going to walk through this? Where are you in this? What is your part in this whole situation? And I just had a situation come up not too long ago where something was said and it was misunderstood, and I'm like, I'm not going to ask. So I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I didn't say anything. I didn't mean anything. And then it's like, so my covenant relationship friend said, well, look at it from the other side. Look at it from the other side and see what it could come across as. And I'm like, yeah, that's interesting. Because my relationship with Christ is, you know what? take ownership for what is yours. Take ownership for what is yours. Even if it's misunderstood, even if you didn't do it, or even if you did it, it doesn't matter. Take ownership, and for the sake of relationship, rectify, make right that, right? Because we choose relationship above being right or wrong. Well, sorry, let me rephrase that. I'm in a stage of my life where I'm choosing relationship before being right or wrong. I want relationship to flourish in my life rather than being right or wrong. Because if my relationship with God is flourishing, the right and the wrong will be pushed away, and I will walk according to what He wants me to walk in. You know, for a long time, and I still struggle with this sometimes, I want to be pleasing man rather than pleasing God. And that's an everyday walk of life with Him. It's a relationship with Him where it doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Be true to you and be true to Him, and all these things will work out. The scripture verse in Matthew 6, 32 and 33, it says to seek Him first, and then these things will follow you. What's these things that will follow you? In relationship with Him, all these things will follow you. All these things, relationship being made right. Friends bringing you into a place and lifting you up. All these things will be added unto you. You'll have these people around you. You will have relationships that will flourish. You will have problems that He will work out for you. So I just want to leave you guys with that this morning, that, you know, in relationship with Christ, there's a lot of questions. But I promise you that when you start asking questions, He will reveal it to you. He will reveal it to you, you know. And in relationship, if things are grinding against one, if attitudes flare up and things like that, own it. Own what you need to own, and then work through it. Because relationship comes first. Being right or wrong, it's an earthly thing. It's an earthly thing. And that's what I felt like He was sharing with me this morning. Being transformed, Matt, what does it say in the NIV? Because that's what He read to me, Romans 12:2. It says, I just read it out of the Message, but do not be transformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, renewing of your mind, don't get so caught up into, I have to be in Scripture all the time. I have to. It's like, take it for what it is. Live it out. God didn't give us a letter and said, read about me and that's it. He says, no, here's my letter. Read about me and then live with me. Come into agreement with me. Live with me. You don't have to go and read about me all the time. Live with me. I'm inviting you into this family. Live with me. You don't have to continuously read about me, but you can. But don't stay about just reading and reading and reading. Take life. Live life with me. That's what he's inviting us into. Live life with me. And that's what I felt like He is sharing. He showed me this morning, but that's what I felt this morning. But that's what I've been feeling this last 2 years, that He's inviting me to live life with Him. I don't have to make things religiously a way that religion has told me, or a way that somebody has said, this is how you find God. It's all in Scripture. It's all this. Not that I'm not throwing away Scripture, and I'm not talking anything about Scripture. Be in the Word, but live out of that. Live out of the Word of God. Because when you're taking that invitation and you step into that invitation of live life with me, the things that you do will not contradict what the Word of God says, because it's in your heart. It says in Scripture that we should take that and put it on the templates of our heart, and that's how we would live it out. You know, I'm not in Scripture every day, but when I commune with God and when I speak about God, He would bring up Scripture that when I first came a Christian and I read continuously, that He's bringing up and saying, oh, this is what you mean about that. How do I apply that? How do I walk this out in my relationship with you this morning or today? How do I walk this out? So just want to encourage you, you know, living a new lifestyle with him is it's what it's about. It's about relationship with him. It's about getting to know him. What does he look like on a daily basis? You're not going to find God in the scripture what he's going to look like to you today if you don't take what he says and walk it out. Take some chances, right? If we're wrong, he'll cover us and he'll show us. And then we'll have a choice to own it up or just push it under the rug. He softens our hearts. He's the one that brings us to places where, wow, this problem looks huge, but you know what? Really, it isn't, because we can speak to this problem in relationship with him, and it'll work it out, you know? Everybody might not forgive you the way you want them to forgive you, but if you choose relationship over being right or wrong, I believe that's what the Lord wants me to share this morning, choosing relationship over being right or wrong. So that's it. I don't know, does anybody have anything they want to share about what happened this morning? Anything during the week? Any testimonies?